This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Don't look now, but the Wyoming Cowboys have won three in a row. That includes knocking off the Air Force Falcons, a team that most of us believed, and maybe still believe, that they'll be in the Mountain West Conference Championship at the end of the season. But Wyoming had other plans. Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com, he's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Cody, you had a feeling this might happen on Friday, or on, what was that, Thursday, whatever that was.
Yeah, you know, I'm not shocked, man. There's only like a three-game difference in this series, and some of the best Air Force teams have come to die in Laramie, and just, you know, it's not surprising. When I saw a 16-point spread, I thought it was absolutely insane. Is this Air Force team really good? Heck yeah, they are, but Cowboys are ready, man. They're always ready for that option. They play it better than anybody in the league.
They have a tough defense, and they also run the ball well. I always say, like, their offense is a lot like Air Force's, save for that triple option. But my goodness, dude, I want to get this guy on the show at some point. Titus Swen, he had 100 yards rushing, but it was that final possession that was just amazing to me. That's when Craig Bohl, when you could just say, hey, Titus, here's the football. Go win this game. Go close this thing out. What a freaking beast that guy is.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday that, you know, you're handing the ball off on a 3rd and 13. Usually that's going to make people's head explode. But Titus cuts it backside, and he says, you know, he got in trouble for that a lot in high school, he said, but he had to kick it backside, and nobody had a bigger smile on that kid's face. And I don't know if you saw his interview with CBS Sports, but after the game, he's usually a quiet, mild-mannered guy. He was jacked up after that one.
He should be, man. I mean, you come off, you get a win like that. That's just hard-nosed football. Wyoming's up 10-0 at the half, but, you know, and then Air Force made it kind of interesting, bouncing back for a few scores. But again, the way Wyoming closed that thing out, you know, and Andrew Peasley wasn't perfect, but he made the plays when he needed to.
Yeah, you know, honestly, Brady, you can boil it down to this. Wyoming gave Air Force a dose of their own medicine, and that's all there is to it. They started the game off with a 15-play drive that carved up about, you know, 8 minutes off the clock, and they put points on the board. And then at the end of the game, with that, you know, aided by that Titus Swen run you were talking about, they never gave the ball back. I mean, how many times have we seen the Falcons do that to people? They just, the Cowboys had the ball with 4:47 left in the game, and they just absolutely refused to give the ball back.
People are pumped, man. I can hear it there where you are. People are excited.
Sounds like the BYU locker room with my kid hanging out.
So, all right, you get this huge win. You said it on our last segment. You said, are the Cowboys about ready to go turn the Mountain West upside down? And you know what? Obviously, we know they beat UNC. Tulsa, you said that Tulsa game, too. The coaching staff said, hey, make no mistake about it. That was a big win for us. And that probably gave them the confidence needed, you know, looking to beat this Air Force team. Now you're 3-1.
Yeah, no, it's a huge win because, I mean, this could have easily been the other way. This could have been 1-4, you know, possibly 1-4 after Provo. And that's a rough start, and that's rough to overcome, and it's also rough on the psyche. And now these guys are flying high, but on the flip side, like Craig Bohl always says, you know, they're so young, he doesn't even know if they know any better. He doesn't even think his players know that they were 16-point dogs. He doesn't suspect they're going to know that they're 22-point dogs against BYU. They just go and get better. I mean, after Illinois, like we talked about, Brady, the sky was falling. It just wasn't falling in the most important place, which is the Wyoming locker room.
Yeah, and you're right. They stayed together. They stayed true to each other. And now they've rattled off three wins in a row. And now a monster test coming up against BYU. That's going to be on ESPN2. What an opportunity for the Cowboys. And, you know, I watched that BYU-Oregon game, and Oregon made BYU's defense just look silly last week.
Yeah, BYU's had a really tough time with on defense especially, but even on offense, they had one of the best offensive lines returning, and they haven't even cracked 100 yards as a team in their last two games. Now, granted, that's against number 9 Baylor, and that's against another top 25 team on the road in Oregon, but their running game has been averaging, I want to say, 2.8 yards per carry over the last 2 weeks, and the Cowboys, as you see with Air Force, that's their specialty. So they stop the run and make BYU one-dimensional. They might be in good shape, but, you know, obviously a one-dimensional BYU team is pretty scary, too. And Jaren Hall is a really good quarterback. Surprise, surprise, there's a really good quarterback at BYU. So, and they're tough, and they're, you know, let's face it, they're tough, they're huge, and they're old. And the Cowboys are the third youngest team in the country right now, and this will be a monumental task to go in there and attempt to knock off a wounded BYU squad.
I mean, do you feel like you said, maybe the Cowboys are too young to know any better, but you got to be going into this game with house money. I mean, you just came off of a huge win. Other than you, Cody, I don't know that many people would have said, yeah, after 4 weeks, the Cowboys are going to be 3-1.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't even think you could put me in that category. I really didn't foresee that happening. You know, I knew they were going to take their lumps. Craig Bull tells us as much every week, but you know, there's just something about that Air Force game, and there's something about this team, Brady, and I want to say this has a lot to do with Craig Bull. His mentality is so much different than it's been in years past, and he's really putting his money where his mouth is, and he talks about his love for these players and these funny stories about his young players, and he talks about how much he really likes this team, and it's not just BS. Craig Bull is a different dude this year, and I think his team is responding, and they're playing really hard for him.
I'm telling you, my respect, you know, again, Craig, it's not like I had any disrespect toward Craig Bull, but in the offseason, you know, Cody, when you first started coming on the show talking football with us, you know, obviously we talked a lot of basketball last year, but we, you know, we talked about Craig Bull. Is this game changing too much for him? Transfer portals, and you just get younger every single year. Can you connect? Can you connect to the point where you can keep guys around? And you're right, there's this new kind of sense about Craig Bull. He's a different dude. And my goodness, man, that the respect factor's got to be off the chart, because at his age, to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to change with this game a little bit. I'm not going to change how we do things necessarily, but I'm going to change how I communicate with my players just a little bit. And it seems like it's working so far.
No, it's huge, man. And, you know, he can say that all he wants. But in actually talking to the players, it's not lip service at all. He said, I've had guys say, you know, it was borderline uncomfortable that he came and sat down with us at the training table, because for the last 2 years, we'd walk by him in the hallway and it'd be awkward. And I think we've talked about it before, Brady. He is a total CEO, and he hated COVID-19 because it took all the control out of everybody's hands, mainly his. He didn't like it. He walked around with a weird Andy Reid mask and a 6-foot stick and said, get away from me. And, you know, they couldn't ride on buses together and they couldn't eat together. And I don't know what Craig's come to Jesus moment was. I don't know if it was the portal. I don't know if somebody got in his ear, but he has changed. And he's been an absolute pleasure to be around, even for the media. I mean, he's never been horrible, but, I mean, he is an absolute pleasure this year.
I love it, man. That's a cool story right there. Just, you know, no matter what happens against BYU, seeing this team kind of grow, stay together, find ways to get some pretty significant wins. And now, you know, again, BYU, huge test. What, first off, staying on that game, what do you think of that spread? What is it, 21.5? Is it 22 or something? Are you optimistic that that's going to be a lot closer than what the wise guys are saying?
You know, I'm optimistic, but I'm also realistic. I've been in that stadium for about 7 Wyoming BYU games, and it is an absolute house of horrors. And I will say that the Provo police didn't even let me use my own feet to get out of the stadium last time I was there. So it's a brutal, brutal place to play, Brady. And I just can't get those memories out of my head of how brutal it is and how quick it can turn and how quick you can get 65,000 sober people, you know, raising a lot of heck.
Well, man, I'm looking forward to this one big time. That's one I got circled because I'm not going to say I'm predicting Wyoming to win, but I wouldn't be shocked if they make this a game. And who knows, they find themselves in a one-score game late. And, you know, we got Titus Swen on this football team, so anything can happen.
You know, I hate to say this kind of stuff, Brady, but even if they walk out of there with a 7-point loss, 8-9-point loss, I mean, I definitely don't believe in moral victories either, but I think it would be huge to not derail any kind of confidence. But once again, Craig keeps saying how young this team is that he doesn't think their confidence can be messed with. But I think if they put on a really good showing against a really veteran-laden team like BYU in that venue, it would be huge. A win would obviously be ideal, but there's other ways to go about this where you get out of there and you feel good about yourself.
Well, and you look at the rest of the schedule, Cody. After the BYU game, you have San Jose State, then at New Mexico. So there's going to be some opportunities there where, I mean, we're already at that point. With 3 more games, man, you're going to be bowl eligible. Just 3 more wins.
Yeah, no, it's huge. The schedule sets up really nice. I actually found myself daydreaming about that today, that, man, if they can somehow, some way, find a way to win in Provo, it really sets up nicely with San Jose coming to Laramie and then heading to New Mexico. And then I believe it's Hawaii's lumped in there, and then, you know, it's a couple bye weeks, and CSU's obviously not off to a great start. So, I mean, this could really set up nice. It could set up nicely anyway, but if they beat BYU, it could really set up nicely.
Oh, my good. If they beat BYU, we're talking about the Cowboys in that championship game. Like, seriously, yeah. We're talking about what we'd be seeing Wyoming, and I don't know what to expect with Fresno State now. In fact, I haven't even looked at this, but Jake Haener, I don't know what his outlook's looking like.
Yeah, he's been himself so far. He's been steady Eddie. They really blew one against Oregon State, but you know, this could come down to something fun that we never even imagined. The Cowboys and Bulldogs meet in Fresno on the last Friday right after Thanksgiving. It's the last game of the regular season, and you know, I hate to put the cart in front of the horse, or the cart in front of the person, since we're playing BYU, but you know, that's huge. That could be a huge game. That could be a lot of fun. And, you know, instead of a horrible finale where nobody's playing for anything, it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I'm looking forward to it. Cody, what do you got for us that we can check out at 7220sports.com?
I just wrote a column about my BYU memories, and I had to be really, you know, had to keep it semi-professional, so it was hard to share. There's not a lot of shareable memories, so I hope it's not too lame. I hope people enjoy it.
I love it, man. I love what you do, and you just keep up the great work, and we'll be watching that game Saturday night. That's the one that'll be on my television Saturday night, so I'm very excited about Wyoming BYU.
Right on, man. I never thought I'd be back in Provo, Utah, but I'm about to hit the road here in about 2 minutes.
Well, all right, be safe. You know, it can be dangerous there, so just be safe.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, you know, dangerous in the fact that you probably can't get any kind of, you know, adult beverage or anything like that, so
that
you might have to
dangerous.
Pack your own.
There's going to be a huge line at the ice cream shop, I'm afraid.
All right, my man, Cody, appreciate you, dude.
Have a good day.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Well, the reason I bring up Jake Haener is, you know, he gets hurt, ankle sprain, but it's not going to be season ending, but probably a few weeks. So what does that do for Fresno State? And again, Angel, am I crazy? Am I crazy that I'm saying, okay, BYU, whatever. Whatever. Doesn't necessarily matter to the Cowboys. But they're 1-0 in Mountain West play, and they just beat the best team in the Mountain West Mountain. So the rest of the way through, you know, you look at this schedule and you're thinking, holy cow. I mean, can Wyoming, this young team with this average quarterback but this stud of a running back, damn good defense, can they go beat San Jose State? Get four. That'd be four. So you'd be four. Let's just assume they lose to BYU. But whatever. Still, it's not a conference game. So you go four and you'd be 4-2. 2-0 in the conference. At New Mexico? New Mexico's bad, aren't they? They're pretty bad, aren't they? That's probably a win, isn't it? Are we looking at that with Wyoming now? That's probably a win. Utah State, home? Utah State's not good. You should know that. Alabama, you know, had their eighth-string team in probably in the fourth. And then they're at Hawaii, which at Hawaii is always different than just Hawaii. Because sure. It's the time change, or the change, the jet lag and everything, the distractions. Still, it's got to be a win. And then you're at CSU, and based on what we've seen right now, and again, things change so much, but if those two teams played this weekend, Wyoming's running away with that game.
Yes.
Can't stop Titus Wendt. They wouldn't be able to stop him. And then home against Boise State? That suddenly doesn't seem so. You beat Air Force. And then at Fresno State.
Definitely in the last week, the Mountain West, as you said, has been flipped. But also it's going to be a very competitive Mountain West season for all of these, you know, Boise State, CSU, Fresno State, can they bounce back? And then Wyoming is just hanging out. Like, at the beginning of the year, we didn't think they'd win five games.
Right.
They're two away now.
They're going to get to a bowl game. Unless they just fall apart and all of this, what we've been seeing, is just fool's gold, so to speak. I don't see that happening. So, all right, 10 minutes until the 12 o'clock hour. We got the lunch rush coming up. We got more Broncos talk. We're getting into Football Friday coming up at 1 o'clock. Looking forward to that. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.